hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And our focus in this hour, the usual conversation. You'll profit by listening to all of us point out different things as we talk about the news. Everybody's got a different point of view. Well, not always. We don't always have different points of view. But we're happy to share our thoughts with you, and you can share your thoughts with us. Kind of works that way. 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. You can email Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Democrats, not in good shape, according to the USA Today Pew Research Center poll out today. Two-thirds of the 1,500 adults interviewed says the country is moving in completely the wrong direction. And it appears that the average person thinks Republicans might be poised to take over the Senate and strengthen their control in the House. Americans remain skeptical about the improving economy, saying it doesn't really look like it's improved. And by a large majority, most people have something more bad to say than good to say about the Affordable Health Care Act and the president's effectiveness in general. So that will weigh heavily on whatever is on, at least according to the poll. If you believe it, fine. If you don't believe it, hey. Give it the American shuttle. Oh, there's some mean American salute. There it is. All right, let's see. I don't know. I go around the room here. Pretty much everybody politically is on kind of the same page. Jennifer and Richie are. I'm sort of even somewhat removed from them in terms of my libertarian streak. Kenny is the hardest one to buttonhole, I think, here. Don't you all agree? Kenny's kind of the hardest one to
I'd say maybe
frame.
Yeah,
I think you're kind of the, you might be the toughest, though.
You think so?
Maybe.
Well, I'm just an anarchist.
I know. That's what makes you tough.
Right, a libertarian anarchist.
Thank you. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I like stuff from column A and column B.
Yeah, right. So. Okay. I like going to the Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. So now that we're in China, let's go to Korea. Like that smooth transition? Ooh. Four officials working for the company that owned the doomed South Korean ferry arrested today on charges of overloading the ship with cargo and not securing it. So now we find out what the real reason was for the ferry capsizing. Understand the concept here? If you put, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a ferry, a ship, a train, it could be a tanker.
If it's unbalanced, it's
unbalanced.
If it's
unbalanced, man, have you got trouble. Especially in the water, if you hit any kind of wake, any kind of waves, thing moves around. But there was a plane, I remember not too many years ago, that had cargo that was inappropriately latched down, tied down in the plane, caused the plane to crash. And tankers that don't have flutes in them, do you know that, I think about this in terms of the trucks that carry the milk around, 8,000 gallons of milk, they put 2,000 gallons in each compartment, or a truck that's carrying gasoline, any kind of liquid water. If it's not separated and just allowed to slosh around inside the truck, man,
it'll push you through a red light when you
right.
try to hit the brakes.
Yeah, you won't stop, exactly. Right. And you roll over, it's very dangerous. So at least we understand now. So is it appropriate? Should these people be arrested? The captain and the crew were arrested. They didn't have anything to do.
It was negligence for sure.
Right. The whole thing. And all those people, have they even found all the bodies yet?
No. And somebody's got to pay for that. They're kids.
No.
Well, yeah. They were all. But would it make a difference? That's very interesting,
yeah.
Jennifer. More people are angry about this because there were youngsters involved. Why is it that a young person's life is worth more than a...
Because there's so much left.
Yeah.
Of their lives.
Call me demented, call me sick.
Okay. Richie, you're demented and you're sick.
Yesterday, flying home from New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, you were in New Orleans?
I was thinking about this on an airplane.
Yeah.
What if 40 people on an airplane all got seats on the right-hand side of the plane and decided to put bowling balls in their bag in their overhead storage?
Yeah.
Demented and sick.
Depends on how big the plane is. If it's a small regional jet, or a smaller plane, even than that,
but
you got a problem.
The big ones should be okay, though, right?
Oftentimes, when you get on, have you ever had this experience? 50-passenger plane, they move you around in the plane.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Right. Hey, fat guy sit over here and skinny guy sit over there.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So I mean, but I wondered about that yesterday, whether a stuff could be smuggled on board an airplane that would affect the weight. Mm-hmm. Of the airplane.
Smuggled?
They do not check your... I mean, you go through... So let's say, hey, we're going to a bowling conference or, you know, mat tournament. Something like that. Or whatever. You know, something
that's
just...
But a bowling
ball's
only going to be 12 pounds, 14 pounds.
Right. But I just wondered whether you could affect the outcome of the flight of the airplane by something you just carry in your bag if the weight were disproportionate to one side or the other.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It's a food for thought.
I'm thinking about terrorists.
All right. After 24, did you watch 24? You were back in time to watch it?
I did watch 24. I watched 24, The Wizards Game, and The Blacklist last night.
Wow. Good for you, Richie. All around. 13 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet Jim Carafano, who's an expert and an overseer, if you will, of national security with a focus on what's going on in Ukraine. That's up next here on Good Day.
It's Sam Adams, Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston acid, responsive.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 15 past the hour. The latest from Ukraine, 30 pro-Russian insurgents, 4 government troops killed during operations to expunge anti-government forces around some of the eastern cities. The violence continues all over the country, east, southwest, and so people are trying to figure out how to quell these gun battles. Is it going to get worse before it gets better? We've asked Jim Carafano, who's a national security expert, served 25 years in the U.S. Army, testified before Congress as an expert in defense, intelligence, and homeland security issues. There is a meeting going on with foreign ministers from all across Europe to try to deal with the latest efforts to either stop the violence, quell the violence, deal with the situation. Mr. Carafano, thanks for joining us. What's your read on this in terms of what we don't know? We all know the Russians are stirring things up. We all know the government of Ukraine is not strong. So what do we not know about what's going on in this effort to either have the Russians take over? The Russians want to seem to take over Ukraine because it was the seat of the original Soviet Empire. The Russians and the Germans, Ms. Merkel and Mr. Putin, seem to be friendly. Can she fix it? What's going on?
Yeah, I think there's two things that people didn't anticipate. When the Russians moved into the Crimea, the European Union and the United States were put a lot of pressure on the Ukrainian government, basically saying, dude, let it go. There's nothing you can really do about this.
Did they really say that? Dude, yeah, let it go? Wow.
Well,
cool.
Maybe they didn't use the word dude, but that's basically what they said. They said, look, let it go. We're going to support you, but, you know, fighting over the Crimea is kind of a lost cause. And I think then what happened is the Russian pressure and intimidation and meddling in Ukraine just got worse. And I think what the Ukrainians took away for that is this, you know, just kind of turn the other cheek thing isn't going to work. So I think the Ukrainians are fighting back in a way that the Russians and the European Union and the United States didn't anticipate. So that's a factor I think that nobody really saw coming. The other thing I just don't know what ground truth is, quite honestly, but the other thing that we hear from, we just had people actually over in the region, is it's not clear that the Russians are, you know, the ultimate puppet masters that we all think they are, and that they're controlling each and every one of these little outbreaks. So what may be happening here is the violence is actually spinning out of control of the Russian ability to kind of, you know, meter it to get exactly what they want.
Where does that concept come from? Is that something planted by American officials in the news media's brain, and that's why it seems to be played out or being reported that way?
The notion that the Russians are losing control of
fact that the Russians are responsible for the complete uprising, and if we didn't have Putin around and all of his pals, everything would be sweet and rosy. The Russian speaking people in Ukraine would be swell, no problem.
Well, the only thing we have is the counter evidence, which is a decade when there really wasn't mass oppression of Russians in the Ukraine, and there wasn't violent uprising, and there weren't these gangs, right? So we had, you know, a decade of that not happening, and then all of a sudden it starts. So for people I talked to in the intelligence community, and the people that I've talked to that have been in the region and people in the region, nobody believes that the Russians are just innocent bystanders in this, and they're just responding to the cries of the Russian people in the Ukraine. Nobody believes that. What we are seeing, which is what we saw a lot in the Soviet era, was a massive public relations disinformation and dirty tricks campaign on the part of the Russians to spin these media lines. And so, for example, one of the lines that we hear, and we hear people in the West say this, well, it's all NATO's fault. You know, this is just Putin responding to the legitimate concerns of NATO expansion and threat. And that's ridiculous. I mean, NATO doesn't have any war plans. Everybody knows that. They haven't done exercises in that part of Europe ever. And NATO is a declining military force. They're putting less force in there. They had a scramble to get a handful of jets to do the Baltic air policing mission. So the notion that somehow NATO is a legitimate threat to Russia is simply a spurious argument that the Russians invented.
Sort of refreshing to know the Russians learned from Nixon the dirty tricks thing.
Well, you know, I think Nixon learned it from the Russians. I
mean, oh, did he?
if you look at, you know, Soviet disinformation, I mean, it was a part and parcel of Soviet foreign policy. I mean, and there are actually very many things which are become kind of popular Western mythology that, these are great evils that the United States has done, which actually started as Russian dirty tricks campaigns, and people just picked them up and they thought that, you know, these are absolute truths.
Who would have thought the Russians would come up with dirty tricks?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Mr. Carafano, thank you for bringing us some light on this. The Russians in Ukraine among 47 members of the Council of Europe, and that's sort of where some of the late information is coming from. Jim Carafano here, security expert, with some light on the conversation. I didn't know a couple of those things that he pointed out, so that's good. 21 after the hour, interested in you finding out things that you didn't know by listening to anything else.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Review of the top five songs from this date in 1982, starting with number five. How cool is that? The Jay Giles Band. How many people remember Freeze Frame? Richie, crank it up. Freeze Frame. Remember? Freeze Frame. Freeze Frame. Hey! Freeze frame. Come on, you guys. Everybody's like a stick-in-the-mud guy. What's the problem?
That makes really? The song just a little bit more annoying.
What?
Never a big Jay Giles fan. Didn't like them. I don't know why.
No.
I mean, it's
kind of boring.
Pop tune. Yeah, I get it. It's got plenty of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks fun like that. It's just, you know.
But this was their only big hit, wasn't it?
No.
Big. Yeah. No. It's a big band.
Love Stinks. You got to remember that big one.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. I remember.
That's right. Now, the next song, you're going to get a bunch of people's...
All right, let's get to number four
attention.
This week from soap star Rick Springfield. Don't talk to strangers.
Now, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I told Jennifer that a long time ago. Stop talking to those strange men.
Yeah. Well, I kind of listen sometimes.
Number four this week, 1982 is the year, as we go through some of the pop music. It's kind of fun. People love this because they want to go back in their minds to what they were doing during this week in 1982, and they can remember it from the music. So, Richie, what were you doing during this week in 1982?
I was getting ready to graduate from high school.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer? Still in diapers, weren't you?
Yeah, probably. Just about. Yeah. Out, maybe. I'm still in diapers
trying to,
now.
Trying to visualize. Now, that I don't want to visualize.
Me in a diaper?
Just anybody that's beyond two or three. Now, when do you stop wearing diapers? I'm trying to remember.
I actually potty trained myself. I was about a year and a half.
Yeah, boys are different than girls. Girls between one and a half and two. No, more like two and a half. Boys, they can go to three.
Really?
Yeah.
Those boys, they never learn.
Hey, and then the good news is you get to go back to diapers later
right,
in life. Yeah. Very exciting.
It's just so easy to do it right there. I mean, it's convenient, you know? Why not?
Hi, Kenny, what about you in diapers?
I've been out of diapers for a while now.
Number three. this week in 1982, Joan Jett.
My go-to
and the
karaoke
Blackhearts.
I love rock and roll. Top 10 last week.
Okay. This was on the top. Yeah, it might have been. We might have done 1982 last week.
It was number one a couple weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago. A couple of decades ago. All right, so we got Joan Jett in the focus. McCartney in Wonder. Number two. This week in 1982, I often have told, I don't know often, but I certainly have told the story of Jerry Springer and I on a stage in a beer hall in Cincinnati singing Ebony and Ivory. We were in different costumes, thank you. Different costumes.
Such a shame there wasn't you two.
a night to remember, a Friday night in Cincinnati in a new beer hall.
Uh-oh.
And we were there to open it up. I was Ivory, he was Ebony. And we had on stuff that I would never put on again in my life.
I always think of the Saturday Night Live skit with Frank Sinatra and Stevie Wonder. Do you remember that one?
No.
You were white and I am black.
Number one.
Stevie looks great. Come on over here to the piano. It's right in front of you, my friend. You all right? There you go.
We'll post it on the web tell you if you haven't seen it. Here's number one, Jim.
Number one, everybody remembers this instrumental from a pianist named Vangelis. From this week in 1982, this was number one, Chariots of Fire, from the movie of the same name. Number one.
AARP has a great new travel website filled with
information, tools, access to discounts and experiences, and fantastic information from our travel ambassador, Samantha Brown.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
When you log in, your first view is beautiful imagery of places you might like to go. You can put in things you'd like to do and locales you'd like to do them in, and it'll come back with ideas for where you might next want to travel.
Stephanie Miles, VP of Member Benefits at AARP, likes the many destination guides. For example, you'll find
articles and information about San Francisco, things you cannot miss, great things to see and do as suggested by our travel ambassador, Samantha Brown,
including a herd of bison and a rainforest. So check out travel.aarp.org and plan your next trips. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Into the next phase of being a good dayer or a gooder dayer. Are we all members of that club? It's the Gooder Dayer Club. Richie's like Mickey Mouse, got the ears on, headphones, some people call them.
I feel gooder already.
Gooder for you. And Ken Kessler, are you feeling gooder as well?
I'm feeling goodest.
Goodest, really?
Not goober. Right, I'm just saying.
Gooder, goobus. Goober, goodest, I think. I was thinking goober when we talked about goodest. All right, Jennifer, are you on the team or not?
What's I'm the most good.
You are the most good.
Yes.
That's probably
the
true.
Most goodest.
Yes, the most goodest. Okay, latest from Nigeria. How many people have heard this story? What a disgusting.
I've heard of Nigeria.
Well, this is unbelievable.
I know.
The man claiming to be the leader of the Boko Haram Islamist militant group in Nigeria says he is going to sell the 200 girls that they have kidnapped. Mm. Boko Haram, if you've not heard, is a terrorist group receiving training from Al-Qaeda. Its name means Western education is sin. Boko Haram means Western education is sin. Of course, they're much more progressive than we are. They sell girls into slavery. In an hour-long rambling video, Abu Bakar Shekau, who is the leader of Boko Haram, called for Western education to end. We want to teach everybody they must learn life according to the Quran. Kidnappings have sparked global protesting, as you might imagine. I don't know why we're bothering. We send in the SEALs. We bump all these guys off and get the 200 girls.
What are we waiting
well,
for?
Well, the dilemma there is where they're holed up.
Right.
They're holed up in this forest that's 24,000 square miles big,
yeah.
And crocodiles and snakes, and it's deep and thick, and they can't get troops in there to get them out.
Don't you think there's a little bit, I hate to say fear, but there seems to always be something that stops us when some of this stuff happens in Africa.
Yeah.
Over other countries, and yeah. I wonder what that is.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. That's why I posed the question.
We don't
to
get
you guys.
Anything valuable out of Africa.
Maybe there's no resources there.
Yeah. We've often said that no oil, but there are diamonds here and there.
But the other thing is, the government of Nigeria isn't doing anything. So much so
well,
that the first lady, the wife of the president of Nigeria, got tired of him being attacked over the letting this group take these girls, that she started placing blame on the school and saying it's your fault because you didn't have sufficient security. When this Boko Haram group has more weaponry
right,
than the Nigerian military.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, this is a dangerous. I don't even know what the right word for it is. I mean, you're certainly going to get a lot of sympathy aimed at this when you see sooner or later there'll be pictures that'll come out of these girls that have been kidnapped. But just imagine
here's what
there
you
are
do.
People
I mean,
who think like this on
yeah.
the planet today.
I'm telling you, slavery is huge around the world. But if you can't go into the jungle and get them because you don't know where they are or you can't get troops in there.
I can't believe we
so
can't
thick.
Send some drones. You know,
yeah.
You
know,
bomb the little girls, too?
No, but with the technology, you think we'd be able to see them.
You would think. But they have to come out at some point. You can't sell them in the jungle.
Yeah.
They have to come right. out. Have so come surround that jungle and, you know, hold out if you have to.
You know, that reminds me of one of the subplots, Kenny, last night on 24. The drone thing. You didn't quite,
oh,
at
yeah.
the beginning, you didn't
no,
quite.
That's the main
this,
plot, yeah.
Well, the essence of what makes 24 so watchable is there's so much stuff going on, you got to pay attention closely or you'll lose a component, a piece of what the total overall story is. I mean, out of left field comes the drone part of it. These guys in Afghanistan get bumped off by a drone that's being controlled by somebody in England that they blame on a guy on an Air Force base there who's having trouble with the general who gets bumped.
Yeah.
He's putting all of this stuff. Meanwhile, Jack's running around town trying and blowing up the what is the equivalent of the CTU office in London. And just, I mean, there's all this. But what fascinated me was wondering how accurate the portrayal of the technology of the drones really is. How close is what was portrayed on the TV show? How close is that to reality? One would wonder. They usually do a very good job of researching stuff.
It's close enough for television.
Yeah. I remember when, as many of you have heard me talk about, I don't know that I would consider her a friend. I'd consider her a friend, but not a close friend. Mary Lynn Reiskob was with me and Greg Grunberg and a few other people in an Israeli tour. And I remember that she and her husband and Greg and I spent a Saturday together. We just spent 12 hours together wandering around the old city of Jerusalem. Had a wonderful time. And every once in a while, we would pop off into talking about what it was like to be Chloe. And what she remembered about having to play, how she got into the role, and what she said when she was... Her husband laughs about it because she's terrible on the computer. She has no technical ability whatsoever. Zero. And what she does when she's at the computer, when you see her typing away, she's typing affirmations to herself. That's what she's doing, looking at the screen, typing affirmations. I am a beautiful person.
I am good. People like me, darn it.
That's what I was thinking of last night. I'm laughing to myself. We're listening. I can hear the two of them having this conversation. We were on a bus coming back from someplace, and I was sitting in front of them, and I turned around, and we were talking about it, and because somebody else on the bus had asked her, you know, what was going on with the computers on 24, and she says, well, I'm tapping affirmations to myself, and look at it.
But, and meanwhile, Kiefer Sutherland's over there, Chloe, I need the information now.
I am pretty.
My feet smell good.
That was hysterical. So that's what I was thinking about last night when Jack's trying to get her to find where the bad guys are who are controlling the drones. I was wondering what she was putting on the screen, you know, as an affirmation.
That's it's funny you mentioned that because during the one scene where she's tapping away because the They found some information, and she was trying to save it because it was being self-deleted.
Right, yeah.
And she's just tapping away, and I'm thinking, she's just hitting the space bar. She's not doing anything.
Was that what she was doing when you were watching her hands?
Just the few seconds that I was able to see it and pay attention to it. I'm like, she's just banging the space bar.
She can't find one end of her computer from another.
Right. That's great.
I think that's just...
I like the new way that they took her character, though, she's like this underground kind of computer hacker that works, on contracting for the, nefarious kind of...
I like her new look. I think it works for her.
What you get out of the story, if you sort of string all of it together, Richie, is that after Jack got basically screwed by the government... And there's an admission when Benjamin Bratt's character, who runs the CIA office in London on 24, he acknowledges to Jack when he's trying to question him and get stuff out of him that he was a hero. He saved lots of American lives.
Well, he may have just been playing him. He was trying to get info out.
But that's part of the storyline. Who don't know what the whole storyline with 24 is, that Jack has given his life to saving, but he's a conflicted character because in order to save a lot of lives, he's taken. Lives, and that's part of the underlying story. And then there's the Kim Raver girlfriend, got a husband, father is the president, the father's going to be attacked. I mean, the minute you get a headache trying to figure out what all the plots and subplots are that are going on, and that's what we loved about it. I'm going back to what we liked so much about 24 was all of this stuff and trying to follow and keep in mind what it is
one of those glass walls where they put all of the when they're investigating. You see it on TV when they're investigating a scene, and they put this character and that character, and then they take the tape and they make the lines from one to the other to be able to follow what's going on in 24.
But it's so much more the daily drivel of a lot of the episodic television shows that are written around one theme. A lot of the, I'm thinking about the old with Kira Sedgwick, the show that was on. The Closer. Those were good shows, but they were just, it was a single theme. And that's what made me think about, Richie, when you talk about what's on the board. But this, the 24 thing is so intricately involved.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of wondering what kind of work it must have been to get London in sort of shape for this, because that's what they had to do. They're doing a lot of shooting. Remember, I think she told me, or I saw an interview with Kiefer Sutherland, it takes them 8 days to get an episode done. So and most episodic television gets done in 4 or 5 days, but it takes them 8 days, and they shoot consistently 8 days, and they take a day off, and then they start the next. And what Kiefer's been doing is coming back to America to plug that movie he was in. What was it, Pompeii, or to plug 24 or whatever. So he comes over on the night flight, goes on all the TV shows in New York, gets on a plane, and goes back again. Apparently he's been doing this all winter as they started.
Oh, he's supposed to look haggard. Jack can't look well rested, so it's okay.
No, But when you see the thing that I was thinking also as I was watching him bounce around last night, he's a little guy.
Yeah.
This is not a big man.
Yeah.
This is a little guy who apparently, by looking at him anyway, seems to have done, I think he said he did it because of the role in Pompeii, but he looks like he's in better physical shape now than he was when 24 originated, what was it, actually 12 years ago? When did 24 first go on the air? It was like 2001.
It was 2001.
Yeah, it was right after September 11th. Right, exactly. So anyway, I get carried away a little
bit. Would
it
have been a big hit without 9/11?
Well,
Yahoo answers. Kiefer Sutherland is 5'8 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in man terms, that's 5'6.
You're right, yeah.
Is it really?
Men always add 2 inches to their height, always.
To their height?
Yeah, like how tall are you, Dougie?
I don't think that's any good. What I know is that you're taller than I am. That's what I do know.
Yeah.
And Richie's taller than I am, and I'm taller than Ken. So how do you like that?
There you go.
It's all relative. Speaking of what's relative, do you have a relative that has a sweet tooth? Do you have a sweet, sweet relative? Who's the sweetest person that you know? Is it your mother, your sister, a woman in your life that you love? This is aimed at men. It doesn't have to be here. Obviously, these Sherry's berries are good as a gift from daughters to mothers, sons to mothers, husbands to mothers. The point is, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. What are you doing about it? You better not be waiting till the last minute. How foolish is that? First of all, it's going to cost you more money, and you won't get the best. For example, Sherry's Berries, in my estimation this year, is the best. Not just because they're paying me. Somebody laughed at me the other day because I said on the air that I was getting paid to say what I was getting, what I was saying. That doesn't mean that I'm not in earnest. I'm happy, maybe even more in earnest, because I'm getting paid to tell you about, in this case, Sherry's Berries. But I've gotten them. They have been gifts to me from the people who are, not people, but person, for whom I have the most love, and she shared her love with me by sending me a box of Sherry's Berries. You can do the same. Who do you love? Who do you want to please? Is it your mother? Some other woman? Why not send these to your sister? Send them to your daughter. You can send them to anybody who is of the female persuasion. I suppose maybe, should I not go here? Maybe I should. What? You? What? You want them? Co-host?
With the mostest.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me. This, am I getting into trouble with this? My mind just drifted off.
Here we go.
A gay couple, and who would be the man, who would be the woman? And, you know, a lot of gay couples are adopting children, and there is a person in the couple that plays the mother.
They don't play the mother.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's not a play or a movie.
Well, see, I knew I was going to get in trouble. I don't know why I went there. I was just thinking.
Move along.
Thank you.
Nothing to see here.
All right. Go here. You can see a lot if you go to berries.com. And when you go there, click on the microphone, type in good day, and you will get Sherry's Berries for a 40% savings. First box, $19.99. Second box, $10. That's a whopper of a savings, plus shipping. Just click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code, GOODDAY, for the deal for this beautiful fruit covered in great chocolate, dipped in toppings like you will not believe. You just need my code, GOODDAY, when you order. Mouthwatering benefits from sending, and people will love it, these sweet gourmet foods from Sherry's Berries. 866-FRUIT-02 to order. Or better yet, go to berries, berries.com, and when you click on the microphone, use my code, good day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Today, 85% of Americans fall short of the USDA's recommended 3 daily servings of low-fat or fat-free milk. A staggering number, given that milk is the top food source for 3 out of the 4 nutrients of concern. The nutrients that Americans are most lacking, including calcium, potassium, and vitamin D. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Adding fat-free milk to breakfast is an easy way to help increase your milk intake. Here's registered dietitian Holly Granger.
Fat-free milk is a great option with the same 9 essential nutrients as all other types of dairy milk, including B vitamins for energy, vitamin A for a healthy immune system, and bone-building nutrients. In fact, 1 8-ounce glass of fat-free milk has just 80 calories and 8 grams of high-quality protein, more protein than is in an egg. All milk, including fat-free milk, offers more nutritional value for your dollar than just about any beverage.
For more information and fat-free milk recipes, visit milklife.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot?
Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The next step
is 39 birds.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. Happened to that? You stepped on me. But what's the big idea?
Ouch.
Here's the good news about vitamin D. Vitamin D and prostate cancer. Men who have plenty of vitamin D have a very small risk of ever developing a problem with their prostate. So men, get on vitamin D. Make sure you stay the course, if you will. 51 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Saul makes 10. 10 ought to do it, don't you think? Do you think we need one more? Do you think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
Huh. Elvis and George in the same segment, really?
Wow.
Woo!
Too much for a woman to handle.
Let me just fan myself.
A little less conversation. Right. We're gonna do one. We're actually do one more, Richie.
Ted Nugent called. He wants his shirt back.
That's a good line. A little less conversation. Elvis became a hit again when it appeared in the movie Ocean's 11. George Clooney's birthday is today. Unfortunately, he won't be celebrating it with Jennifer. He'll be with Amal. Is that her name?
For now.
What's her name?
Amal.
Amal. Right. And the Night Visitors. Remember that? How many people remember? That's what I thought when I saw her. Her name first. I remembered. Am I the only one in this group that remembers Amal and the Night Visitors?
Yes. Was, probably.
That's an age thing. Hey, really? Nobody else knows anything about Amal and the Night Visitors?
Play Wikia while we listen to this podcast.
Conversation.
Long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house. I've been practicing this a little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I was good. I went to
Brad Pitt with Clooney. What a great ensemble, though. When you get right down to it, That's one of the beauties, I think, of Clooney and the group. I'm sort of surprised Affleck isn't in it, because he and Damon are as close as they are. Damon seems to be a part of it. Pitt's a part of it. The age spectrum, the Khan is a part of it. Who are the other players that would be in any of these
the Cuban
guys?
Anthony, and Creech.
What's the black actor's name?
You know, Ben Affleck's little brother was in it, wasn't he, Casey Affleck?
Yes, he was. Yeah. You are right. He was partnered with Khan, I think, wasn't
right.
he? There, yeah, right. Yep. Okay. Anyway, what a great, great... I wish they'd do another. They did 12. They did 11, 12, and 13, right? Is there room for another one?
It's just, you know, these movies don't have to, like, cure...
They don't have to do anything except to have some fun.
Or something. I mean, it's just a fun movie.
That's all. And they had very little script.
Right. Who cares? Who needs a script?
They didn't
you just
want
to watch them.
Right. Exactly. All right, anyway. So we're celebrating George Clooney's birthday today. Chucker is out. We continue with movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
In 1936, Leonard saved big Benjamins on his automobile insurance with Geico. He did the jitterbug all over town.
In 1955, Sally was tickled pink over her savings with Geico. It was super swell. In 1972, Melissa rode the peace train all the way to San Francisco with her Geico savings. What a groovy time.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Geico. I don't know why I find that interesting. Just the way they say Geico. All right, let's see what's going on here. Tess Gerritsen has filed a lawsuit in L.A. against Warner Brothers, claiming the movie Gravity is based on her novel of the same name. She wants to get on-screen credit and a percentage of the profits. Her novel and the film, set in space, feature a female medical doctor stranded alone after a series of disasters kills the rest of the crew. That is the story. And she got cut out?
Yeah, except, no, she did a book signing not too long ago, and somebody asked her about it, and she said, no, that movie had nothing to do with my book.
Oh, really?
So, whoops.
Oh, wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Okay, see you at the unemployment line, lady. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie may become co-workers again. Jolie is in talks to star with Pitt in a film that she has written. The report doesn't specify what the project is about. They first came together in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and that's when he was married to Jennifer Aniston. But apparently, you know the rest of the story there. Jennifer wasn't in town, so Angelina Jolie, she filled in for you.
Swooped in.
See what happened. Eddie Murphy back as Axel Foley in 2 years. Paramount Pictures says the fourth Beverly Hills Cop movie comes out in March of 2016. How do you like them apples?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.